is CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. It's detective. It's Sherlock Holmes, Bob Zimmerman, because he's going in search of something that we didn't know was lost, but suddenly it's lost and maybe we can find it. It's not a casual detail, however. This is the history of spaceflight. 1,000 years from now, this gem will be stared at by whatever succeeds us as sentient beings, humans, let's call them. Bob, what is lost that may be found? Sherlock, go to work.
Well, okay, I didn't do the Sherlock work here, but some scientists did, using new data around about the moon's gravitational field as well as data from the past. When the Apollo 11 crew on the lunar module, Armstrong and Aldrin, took off from the moon, they were in what they called the lunar ascent stage, which is essentially the lunar module that they stayed in during the whole flight, and then the rockets below it. When it got into orbit, it docked with the command module. They transferred over and joined Mike Collins in the command module. And then they took the ascent stage with the lunar module, called Eagle, was released and abandoned in lunar orbit. Now, lunar orbit, the lunar's gravitational field is such that lunar orbits are considered to be unstable. You really don't stay in orbit, even without an atmosphere. And so it's been assumed for 50 years that that ascent stage and module crashed on the lunar surface. But some scientists took new gravity data put together by the Grail Orbiter, plus new computer software that we've got, and they looked at the orbit as seen back in the 1969, and after doing some analysis, they suddenly realized there was a real strong possibility that there was a feedback mechanism that, quote, caused the orbit to stabilize itself over a period of every 24 days. They ran the simulation forward, and the orbit remained stable until the present day. That means that this ascent stage was not destroyed at impact on the moon, but might still be in orbit around the moon. Now, of course, it wasn't built for such a long-term life in space, so it could have been definitely damaged over the years or corroded or destroyed. But it is in an orbit that, if they look at the right times, they can find it. And so that's obviously there's effort now to do that, because if it exists, as you said, this is a Starship Bond story, because the Starship, when it's built, could go swallow it and bring it back to Earth intact. And that is one of the most important historical pieces of hardware in the entire history of space age. The module that took Armstrong and Aldrin to the moon and back. Obviously, also because we'd be bringing it back to Earth if it exists, we will have to touch it, which means we'll actually be able to do some engineering tests on that module to see how it fared over all those years. It won't just simply be something we won't want to touch because it's in a historical context. It'll be something we will touch. But we will put it up in museums, John. So let's hope it's there. This is a big deal.
On to Apollo 15.
This is the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 15 mission to the moon. What was it, the 3rd, 11, 3rd, 12, 14? This was the fourth landing. It was the first to have a rover. I have an FM Behind the Black entitled Apollo, When Americans Last Did Some Real Exploring, because I wanted to point out how really out there these guys were. Dave Scott and Jim Irwin got into their rover. They traveled as much as 3.5 miles away from the lander. You know, and I have a picture there looking back at the lander, the module. It's pretty tiny. So they're really, 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 really out there. They're really on the edge of death at every time. And what's really amazing to me, John, is how courageous these men were. They had unwavering courage. They were on the edge of death during this entire mission because not only were they barely protected by their spacesuits, if their rover failed, they have to race back to the module against the possibility of suffocation, walking 3+ miles possibly. And then they still had to get in the module, get back to the command module in lunar orbit dock, and then still get back to Earth and splash down safely. This was really on the edge. And the thing that made it work was they were courageous. They did not allow their fear to stop them from doing great things, but instead they pushed past that fear, and they stood like giants on another world, always standing proudly on the edge of death. And I wonder if Americans have that same fear with courage right now. I definitely know there are people in SpaceX, and there are people at other space companies that have that courage. These guys were. This was a great achievement, and it was done because people were willing to risk death in the and be courageous.
My measure, Bob. We've got it. No problem. Open the door. Here we go. Ready for Boca Chica. Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Take a glance at those 29 engines. Look at that. Look at what they're about to launch. 29 Raptor engines. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.